Thank you for being here with us today on Juno Afternoon. Floodwaters along the Taku River have begun to subside, but on Wednesday they reached a record high of 45.5 feet. And joining us to talk about that, Aaron Jacobs with the National Weather Service. So starting off, Aaron, for those of us who don't know where the Taku is, can you give us a sort of a situational guide here?
Sure, I can do that. So the Taku River is located east-southeast of Juneau. You go down Gatineau Channel, and then you go ahead and take a left-hand turn, and then there's a Taku Inlet and the beginning of Taku River, and it goes into Canada. So the headwaters of the Taku River starts in Canada and flows into Alaska.
So what is the hydrology of this river that perhaps makes it prone to flooding?
Well, what makes this river very interesting is that one of the tributaries, the Tolsequaw River, which is just on the other side of the Canadian border, has a glacier associated with the Tolsequaw Glacier. And on the Tolsequaw Glacier, there is a side basin that gets dammed up by the glacier, and it holds water, and that area, that side basin, is named Lake Snow Lake. And throughout the springtime snowmelt period and precipitation, it fills this lake up, and the Tolsequaw Glacier blocks that water from draining out until there's a certain amount of water within that basin to actually lift the glacier up and start flowing out of the lake and then into the Taku River. And so that's what we saw take place earlier this week, where it got to a certain level within Lake No Lake to start the draining process. And that draining process starts out slow, and then as that hole progressively gets larger and larger through friction and the water melting the ice, the more water comes out of Lake No Lake until it's totally drained out.
On Wednesday, the water levels were at 45.5 feet, and so that broke a record. But before, how high did it get?
Oh, the previous record from 2004 was just over 45 feet. It was 45.1 feet. And that came from 2004, and that was another glacier dam outburst flood from Lake No Lake that produced that record flooding.
So how does this fit in with the other rivers in Southeast? Are they seeing similar melting and high water?
Yes, a lot of our larger river systems are running at fairly high levels for this time of year, and mainly due to the high above normal snowpack conditions that we saw this past winter, but also a delay in actually our snowmelt period, where we had a really cool spring, so we didn't really have a lot of our typical snowmelt happen in that typical time, like in May, and so a lot of that snow wasn't able to really prime and start melting off into the rivers. And we had an atmospheric river, which is a intense precipitation event that got things going a couple weeks ago, and kind of got that snowpack ripened, and we started seeing a lot more melt. And with these river basins that start in Canada, they were able to melt a lot of that snow off and bring up a lot of our river levels along those streams to near or at record daily stream flow levels for this time of year.
So, boy, add a little bit of heat, that combination of cold in the winter and then heat in the summer sort of spells trouble. So are we out of the woods yet? I mean, could we see another event where we could have high water like we did this past week?
Typically on these glacier dam outburst floods events, the first one are usually the largest and biggest ones. And then they can, throughout the summer, they could re-block and then refill again to have another release. But typically those are much lower or smaller events, and doesn't really cause too much impacts along our rivers, along the top few at least. But we could see another release later on this summer into early fall, but typically it doesn't usually produce any flood.
So what kind of damage have we seen from this flood on the Taku?
Well, we're still trying to assess the situation up there. exactly what damage took place. We have gotten some aerial photography and has shown some places being inundated, but we're still trying to really track down to see what type of damage took place along the Toki River. So we're really looking for any type of pictures and from residents along the Toki River to help us classify this event and potentially maybe even change our flood levels, due to the only time we've seen these types of levels before was in 2004, where we did see some impacts take place and homes being inundated by floodwaters.
Interesting that you're learning some new things from this. In general, people will want to be out and about this weekend. Are there some precautions they should take, things that they may not be aware of that the high water has brought into the rivers?
Yeah, from these flooding events, they can really produce a lot of debris in the water, a lot of trees and logs that can be floating down the Toki River into Toki Inlet. And that's something that any type of mariner or boaters on the water around the Toki Inlet area should be aware of. If any floating debris, big trees and logs, that could be dangerous.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out for these things. Thanks. Aaron Jacobs, he's a service hydrologist with the National Weather Service as well as a meteorologist. Thanks for giving us the latest on the TACU.
Not a problem. Anytime. Thank you for having me.